Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, the Golden Oracle, seer, conscious medium, and healer. He is here to take your questions. And for the past 40-odd years, Ada Marie has hosted numerous seminars for students, corporations, and private clients. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this wisdom on to those who seek the truth. And let's welcome Ada Marie now. How are you doing?
Hello, and I'm happy to be here. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
It's a gorgeous day in New York City, too.
Wonderful.
So, you have some thoughts for us today?
Well, I didn't have any. I thought we were going to be answering questions, but I did have what I consider a miracle happen, which is really rare. The weather has not been the best, you know, but yesterday, when we really needed sunshine and a nice day to do this particular event that we had planned to surprise this elderly person, at 10
mm-hmm.
o'clock, at 10 o'clock, the clouds lifted, the sun came through, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And I had baked her a chocolate, a chocolate cake with her favorite chocolate frosting, chocolate cake, and chocolate, those little drops, those little white or chocolate drops that go around the edge of the cake.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be absolutely wonderful. So I have to say, with all the commotion that was going here and people putting in windows in the back of my house, I got that made and delivered, and she was shocked. There was like 15 of us, and we had a wonderful afternoon after that.
Oh, that's great. Well, these little miracles do happen from time to time, don't they? That's very lovely.
You know how hard it is to find something for a person who is 81 years old? It's hard because they got everything.
Sure.
I'll tell you what you do. You go down to the grocery store and you buy them a gift card that they can go out to dinner with. And, you know, they come in different increments. I got her one for $75 so she could take a friend with her to dinner if she wanted to. And she was ecstatic.
Nice.
She said she had dreamed and dreamed and dreamed of buying one of those. So I was
happy.
How
about that? Wonderful.
But that is a good idea.
So what you did was you gave her an extra wonderful day. And that's
so
important.
Everybody agreed that really answered a lot of questions for them, too, because they said, you know, everybody's got everything. But a card like that, she can take somebody to dinner or go by herself a couple times. So that turned
marvelous.
Out to be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you been communing with spirit this morning?
Yes, I have. And I want to say the thing that has happened that really lifted me was in the process of it, they told me that today I would conclude some situation that I've been working with for many, many years. It would be finally settled. Well, I couldn't imagine what it was because, you know, you're always working with 50 things that are never finished. And at 10 o'clock this morning, the lady came that I normally work with today, and she came in and she said, I received this in the mail. And she handed me this little booklet, and I looked at it, and I laid it down over on the table. She said, I think you'll like it. It's very inspirational. And so after we finished our meeting and everybody left, I went and picked up the thing. And do you know what it said?
What?
It said, inspiration is the blessing of every individual who pays attention. So I opened up the little inspiration that was given me, and you know what it said? It said, this blessing is to bless you and keep you and allow you to be in good stead. Well, I had fallen, and my left arm had been hurt really bad, and the pain was ridiculous. I had to go get some pain spray to put on it to stop it, and it did stop it. And then I realized that what that little thing had said, what she had given me, was the understanding that I should share that pain medicine. It's a spray. You just spray it on, and it takes the pain right out of everything. So today, I want everybody who is listening to us today to know what this stuff is, and they can get it at just about any drugstore, health store, or anything, because it is absolutely wonderful. And you just take and spray it on, and the pain goes right away. So that was my miracle, and that was my blessing, and I'm willing to share that.
Wonderful. What's the name of it?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
What's the name of it?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. I laid it down, and now I don't know where I laid it. Let me see. Here it
That's
is.
That's what happens when you're when you're in state of consciousness. Yeah.
But I got it now. It's called, and I better spell it because it's not the ordinary words. It's called Block. B-L-O-C. Capital B-L-O-C. And the next word is pain. Capital P-A-I-N. And Block is in blue and pain is in red. And it comes in any pharmaceutical or any drugstore that sells pain medicine. And it works instantly.
People will be happy to hear that.
I hope so, because you know, a lot of us are in pain, and we really don't have anything. We got salve and stuff, but this is a spray, and you just spray it on, and instantly the pain stops. So that was my miracle,
wonderful.
And that was my blessing today. And I want to tell you, I am happy to share it with anybody that's listening, because it really, I fell on bricks with my left arm, and my head and my nose, and I was really happy when this stuff, I got it and I tried it and it worked instantly. So please remember, folks, you can get it. I guess you can get it at any drugstore. It's in a white bottle with blue and red writing, and it says Block Pain. That's what it's called, and you can probably call them up and find out. But
marvelous.
That was just
okay.
A miracle.
Okay. Are your spirit guides ready there? Are you ready to take the first caller?
I'm ready for the first caller. If I hadn't got that, I don't know if I could even work today, but I'm fine. So
there you go. Okay. Hold on now.
I am.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Mary?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call.
And how are you,
Shirley,
Mary?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks. Yeah, just chilling out on this Saturday afternoon. How about you?
Wonderful. I'm fabulous.
Oh, good.
What is your question?
My question relates to work. I started a new job 4 months ago, and I'm just wondering where it's heading. You know, it's been a little bit unstable given the fact that the organization is growing, and they promised me a few things and then took them away, and I'm in the process of talking to my immediate supervisor to see if at least some of what they were, you know, if few of what they had offered me initially could be reinstated. And, you know, if not, then do you see anything else on the horizon for me that would be a better...
Well, when you got that job, you had another one or maybe two, but another one also. You had an option of several, and the one you took. And I'm thinking, what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling is that somebody where you are is not exactly, I don't want to say unfriendly, but they're standoffish. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah, I would say that that's probably the president of the organization.
Yeah, see, and that's not a good thing, so be careful. I don't know why they're that way, because you're really a good worker and you're a nice person.
Yeah, and I was told by my immediate supervisor, who's the senior vice president, that he was behind just inviting me to the senior team meeting. And and this was after I was told that I wouldn't be eligible for comp time, you know, compensatory time for any overtime that you work, because I was senior staff. But then days later, I was told I wasn't senior enough to attend the senior staff meeting. So, yeah.
Something's not right, yeah.
Not right, and
I would keep looking.
Do you see something coming up?
I see two different things coming up, but you had a couple of things when you took this.
I had one, and that was to stay at the job that I was at, but my employer was willing to give me, she actually gave me an offer that surpassed what was given to me at where I'm now working, and I would have gotten a promotion. The thing is that organization is smaller and going through a lot of growing pains, and they have some cash problems, cash flow issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would necessarily be comfortable giving me all that extra cash. I don't know how well they would have been able to afford it over time.
But you were doing a very good job, and they liked you.
They liked me. Oh, yeah, they did, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was told by, I even spoke to my former boss, and, you know, she's the president of the organization, and she's like, oh, so are you coming back? You know?
Yeah.
Really
I
nice.
I would go back if I were you.
Really? I mean, the thing is that I'm not so sure how well they're going to do as an organization, and I
very well.
You think? Because the finance director recently told me that they're kind of in a bind financially.
But that doesn't mean that money won't come to them.
Well, they were just given a loan by the board, and
yeah,
tie them over for a little bit. It's not as big a loan as they had hoped for and what they actually needed, but, you know.
But their business will build. I don't know what business they're in, but their business will build now that things are coming along a little better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an option, and
maybe your input will help it build better.
It will.
Sometimes I think
I'll do
over
it for
thing.
You. You've got to tell me.
Sorry?
You've got to tell me the name. I don't need to know any person's name. I just need to know the name of the organization.
Oh, okay. Well, where I'm currently working is called China Institute. And where I used to work is the Museum of Chinese in America.
It's what?
The Museum of Chinese in America, or MOCA.
Okay, I'm going to zap that company because it really is a good company. Chinese America, that's a good company. So I just zapped it. And I will continue to do that for the next, 30 days.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my suggestion is, Mary, don't overthink. and don't make decisions for other people.
Yeah, you're
Does
that
that's help
your
you at
answer?
All? That's Pardon? My answer.
Yeah, no, Mary.
That was my answer, Ada Marie.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that's.
Well, yeah, and she's making a decision for herself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I think that there may be something out there that's better than both of these organizations that I just haven't found yet.
Well, if that's your energy and that's what you feel, you just know that that will come to you if you hold the knowing for something better. Okay?
Hmm. All right.
And just hold the knowing.
Okay, we have more people waiting here. So.
Okay.
Okay, so hang in there, Mary, because you might hear something in the answers of other questions that will click for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. This is
Hello.
Another Mary calling
yes.
you.
Another
Hi,
Mary. Ada. That's three of us.
Hi. Oh, my.
Okay. What's
Mary,
your question?
Mary. Yes.
What's your question?
I just wanted to say that I had spoken to her also in private, and when I spoke to her, I told her I would be sending her a little something, too. And, ever since then, everything's gone pretty much topsy-turvy in my world. We have very high electric bills right now because of the heat, and I had applied to an agency to get some assistance, and at first it looked very positive, and then they called later and said, nope, we can't grant it. So I've sent in some additional paperwork for another program to the same agency, and I'm waiting to see what will happen there, if anything will come out of that. that was one of my questions. I'm going to get some help paying this high bill, how she feels about that.
I am. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm getting a little, I hear a little echo there.
Pardon?
There was a little echo in my voice echoing a little bit, but it's better now.
Mm-hmm. It looks like there's a lot of things going on there that are behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing. Is there somebody behind all this nonsense that you know?
Well, I don't know anyone personally at the agency. They get funding, and they have to show proof of things, and I sent everything that was requested. And they said to call back Monday to see if I could get anything from this other program, so I don't know what's going to happen there. I paid what I could pay, but I still owe quite a bit for next month, and everything else is hitting me.
Right, but you have to have a knowing that you will find a way, and you will find a way. I think the second organization will be a lot more helpful.
Well, it's the same organization, but it's just a different program that I would
Well,
be,
yeah. If you're on
you
a different
think
program.
That's better.
It'll be a better program, yes.
And something will come of it, all my efforts to try to get some help.
Oh, I know. It takes a lot of work to get help.
Right.
So
the time factor, so is that coming through then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do see it coming, some help coming there.
Something is coming, yes, but it's being, for some reason, it's kind of delayed.
Yes.
It should have probably happened already, and it hasn't come through till the end of the month.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you do feel something's coming there.
Right.
Okay. In the meantime, there's another scenario that has been ongoing for some time. At the place where I get my glasses and contacts, and there's always been some confusion in that office, and I was going to change, but I hadn't yet. Well, I had some eyeglasses picked out, and I had somebody was going to help me paying for that and all. And so I called, and they said, well, probably a couple weeks. So I called back, and whoever I spoke to said, you'll probably hear something next week. They haven't been in yet. And I said, okay, I'll call back, you know, later in the week. And that same day, the person who actually fitted me for the glasses calls me, and she said, you have to come in and select your glasses. You never did. I said, excuse me, is there something wrong with your memory? We sat for about a half an hour, and I made three selections. I narrowed it down. You told me the cost. Everything was, you know, picked out. And now there's this rigmarole going on with that. Today I received the contact lenses that I had ordered because he updated a prescription. Lo and behold, one of the eyes are too strong. And
well, take
so,
it back and tell him it's too strong.
Well, I plan on doing that, but in the meantime, I needed them very much, so I took a chance and called the office where I get them online, and they were very helpful, and she said, send it back. We'll lower the prescription. We'll, you know, send you that one box. So I'm waiting to see. Now I got it all ready to return the other one. We'll see if I'll, you know, get it, and that'll be that, and then I'll let him know what's going on. But they've just run me ragged, and every time I've been in there, they've kept me waiting 2 to 3 hours. It's outrageous, and nobody knows what they're doing, including the doctor. So I'm wondering what's going on that all these people are, you know, going in circles. They don't know what they're doing. They don't remember waiting on you.
Is anybody waiting?
What is going on?
That's what I'm saying. Is everybody having to wait or not just you?
Well, it appears to me that even though you have an appointment, they take other people that walk in and squeeze them in. I personally think it's a money-making thing where they'll just get as many as they can. If you have insurance, you can wait. Is this all going to get straightened out? Am I going to get the glasses I ordered? Will they actually come in? And
I'm sure they'll come in because they ordered them.
Yeah. Well, they denied. They told me I had to come back and start all over.
What?
And I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's what this woman told me.
Hmm.
She said, you never selected your glasses. And I asked her if she had amnesia or something because we sat there and went through the whole process. How could this be? You have no recollection of helping me. I think there's something wrong. I have felt something not right about this woman anyway.
I would recommend
that you
be a little more diplomatic about that. If you want somebody to help you, you don't tell them they've got an amnesia. You say, I remember coming in, you know, but you be careful.
Yeah. Well, you can offend
somebody.
Right. I did get upset, though, because my first visit to them was in May, and is it the end of July? And I've had 4 visits already, and they still haven't got it right. So
prescription.
There's something.
Turn them into the Better Business Bureau.
I'm sorry?
Turn them into Business Bureau.
Yeah, after the fact, they take the information, but it really doesn't. They don't intervene on your behalf. They don't do anything. They just make a note. You fill out forms or whatever online. They don't really resolve it.
Really?
Yeah. No. People think they intervene, but they don't.
Hmm.
But you do see
right.
me. The bottom line,
no.
I guess, is you do see me finally getting this resolved.
I see you getting glasses, yes. I don't know how, but I see you getting glasses.
Because the pair I'm wearing, I can't see too well with them. I've had them long.
Right.
And they were very expensive, and I got some of it paid by insurance, and I also have an agency that was willing to help me with it. But they've made it very difficult even for that agency to comply. So it's gotten to be a tangled mess. I guess that's why it got very upset.
Right. So I don't know what your options are except to have an attorney give them a phone call.
Well, no, I can't go. I mean, I don't have money, of course, to hire an attorney or anything.
Yes, right.
I'm just going by what you feel intuitively.
I see you. Well, what I'm telling you is I see you getting them, but I'm trying to see who's in the middle that's stopping you from getting them. There's somebody that's stopping you there, and I can't see it.
It's probably the woman who did the fitting because she's very strange. I mean, you know, that was my first impression. She's like not agreeable to anything. She's very, like, obstinate, I guess is the word.
Yeah. Well, who is the original doctor? Can you talk to him or her?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to the doctor that took care of me and ask him what the holdup is because they want to get their money in a timely manner, and I'm sure he's not in business for free. You know,
right.
They're going to have to get it straightened out.
If they don't straighten it out, you're not going to pay them.
Well, of course not, you know.
Yeah.
So that's another issue, and that's going on. And then I had a package, a small package, nothing expensive, but it came up that it was delivered, and it was never found. So I'm just wondering if somebody stole my package. This has all been going on, like, within a week's time, trying to sort that out.
That's going on a lot lately. I've had packages stolen. You're not in New York City, are you?
No, I'm in Florida. It's just as bad, South Florida. It's rampant down
okay.
here. But it's never happened before. No, it's never happened.
You call the company that you get them from and tell them.
Well, they did give me a refund. They were quite nice about it. I felt bad that, you know, because they did, the post office said it was delivered, so I felt kind of bad about it.
Well, the thing I did was I called the post office.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to practice patience and diplomacy.
We had stuff stolen, so we asked the post office to hold our mail. We go down and get it.
Well, I've got a note up there now, and either it'll go to the office or it'll go back to the post office. I'm not going to take it. You know, once burned is enough.
Right.
Sure.
It's just been a whole series of confusion and everything. It seems like everything I try to sort out, it just will not stop. It just keeps going. And then there's another issue. I have piles of paperwork on my desk that I've spent the entire week, you know, working on. And Saturday I'm still in the house all day working on paperwork. I just completed an application to another agency that wanted some assistance, and they wanted a change of information, and the website expired, and it just went out.
Uh-huh.
And I lost everything. When is this financial thing going to straighten out? I mean, am I going to see some light here pretty soon? Is things going to start clearing up?
It appears that light has to come through another energy, another office or something. It'll straighten out through the help of somebody or some other office. That's what it appears to do.
I just wonder when I'm going to start bringing some in instead of giving everything out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like people are just trying to, I hate to say, just like rip you off. And every chance they get, you know, I don't understand.
Well, that
it.
Happens, too. I mean, I've had that happen. And,
have you?
And you can't find anybody. So what I did was I went and got a different mailbox and used a different address, and then I got my mail. Somebody
I've never had a problem before. I never lost anything. No one's taken anything. Somebody left me a Bible the other day on a table I had outside, and I said, well, I have my own Bible, so I put it on another table by another person that lives down the road. have my own. But I thought it was kind of comical because I was going through all this, and I have been praying. And maybe that's a sign God's listening, huh?
Yeah, he's listening to somebody.
I would say that. Don't you think, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's a sign. Yeah, I've been asking for signs, and I said maybe that's a sign that
that's pretty big.
There you go.
I'm trying to use it for positive and turn it around. I just want to see the finances just start getting a little better. I did get a little increase in one check. I know that's soon going to be taken by something else because that's what's been happening. Okay, you got a little bit. Don't let anybody know. Now you got $10 more in your check.
Just give thanks for the blessings you have, and more will come.
Yeah. I do. I always do for every little thing. And I'm sorry to hear about your fall, but I wrote down the name of that spray in case I need it at some point. It's a good reference, and I'm glad it helped you.
Okay. We have more people waiting.
Okay, Mary.
Mary, may we move on?
Yes, thank you very much for your input. I hope you have a great day.
And hang in with us. Okay.
I will. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay,
we've
got someone waiting patiently here. Let's see. Hello.
Yes,
who are we
speaking
with?
My name is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
What is
your question for Ada Marie?
Yes,
Jeannie.
Yes, I have been dreaming about for years now, but I've been dreaming about lions. And just a couple of nights ago, I dreamt about one. He was trying, looked like he was behind the gate, and I was on the other side. And it's just for years and years that these lines just keep coming to my dreams, and I wonder if you could tell me what it means.
I can't hear her very well. What did she say?
She's been dreaming about lions for years now, and she had a dream the other night that there was a lion on the other side of a gate, and she was wondering if you have any response to that.
Normally, when you dream about something like a lion or a very strong animal, I guess I can say it like that, there is something good transpiring. You're going to receive something that you are not expecting and don't have any knowledge of, but something is guarding your gate for you. So I would say that sometime in the near future you will be receiving a very huge, huge surprise. Very good one, in fact.
Oh, boy, I've been looking forward to that one for a long time.
Yeah, you have, and it's coming.
Okay.
So that's a good dream.
Oh, yes. And it's been, like I said, it's been for years and years that I've been dreaming about them, and I just couldn't figure it out what it meant.
It's something coming, like an inheritance or something coming to you.
Okay.
And if it's at the gate, it's getting real close.
Okay, great. And I sure can use it, too. I've been going through a hard time ever since I got sick,
And this will help you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Because I'm planning on moving. Well, I would like to move. And I wonder if you see that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it anytime soon, or is it months away?
not to worry.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to worry about
it. She said not to worry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, I'm in the middle of a very bad rainstorm and thunder, and I think sometimes it's affecting the phone.
Okay.
But right now we have a very bad storm going on outside. Thunder and lightning and heavy rain. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can. I can hear it a little.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real heavy out there.
Okay, Jeannie.
Okay,
I was
really
wondering, Ada Marie, did you see any significance about the gate, that the lion was on the other side of the gate?
Well, the gate is a very fine, profound gate. It's a very nice one. And the lion is standing there waiting because he's delivering something, and that will come as, a truck. Something is coming to her. So lions usually represent buildings and heavy, you know, wonderful responses. So she's receiving
okay.
something she's definitely not expecting.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I appreciate talking to you ladies this evening.
Yeah, that dream
okay.
always brings something.
Okay, we have another questioner, so thank you so much, Jeannie.
Thank you.
And hang in with there with us. Okay.
Yeah. Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Victoria.
Hi, Gloria.
Okay.
No, it's Victoria.
I think it's Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really storming here. I'm trying my best to stay so I can hear.
No problem. I was calling to ask if you see that I will hear from a man named Jeff soon.
If you will hear from him?
Yeah, well, if you'll reach out to me soon. Like, I was hoping, like, sometime this summer, if he'll reach out sometime this summer.
Well, it looks kind of iffy, I have to say. I can't see that he is thinking about you.
He is?
I don't see that. He seems to be very, very involved in some kind of a project.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Might
he's scratching his head. Yeah, his work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he does, but he's like immersed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that, yes, he will call, because I don't see that, but he could very well call. Because it doesn't say no, he won't either. It just is like blank. So it's an open window there.
Do you?
He's a
think
busy fellow,
he,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Yeah. Do you?
I didn't
think
hear what
that
she said.
Do you think he has feelings for me?
Well, he likes you a lot, but he's also tends, I think, to be a workaholic.
Yeah, he's really trying to build his career.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I see, and that's where most of his thinking is.
Is he being successful with that?
Yes. Wow, that came fast. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Also, he moved to a different state 2 years ago. To California. Do you see him moving back to Connecticut?
No.
Okay. Okay. But he does care for me. I don't really know how to move forward.
He cares a great deal for you. I
like
think
romantically?
He's in the process of. Well, as a dear friend, I think he's kind of a workaholic. He's so involved in something that he doesn't take out much time for sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing something. He's trying to produce something or make something or develop something. And that's where his head is.
Mm-hmm. But he's not dating anyone, is he?
Not at all.
Okay.
He's tied to his project.
Okay.
He's not a philanderer. He is a workaholic, though. He just constantly looks at the clock, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's been up for 20 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of person he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really do care for him. And I recently actually reached out to him and left him, like, a voicemail, and I didn't hear back from him.
Probably because he hasn't listened to it yet.
You don't think so?
Probably. He doesn't. When he's involved in whatever that thing is he's doing, he's there, and he don't answer the phone. He don't eat any food, goes to the bathroom when he has to, and that's about it.
Wow.
I don't know what he's building, but he's doing something.
Well, I know that he moved out there to be for a sales representative position. And then later on, actually, when we were still in touch, he told me he was going to get into real estate and mortgages. So he, I think, then started something new. So I'm thinking maybe that's the new thing he's really building towards. Like maybe he's taking classes or whatever.
Yeah. He's doing a lot of things, talking to a lot of people, spending a lot of time looking up things and being interested. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is busy. He's not really dating anybody, talking to people, but he's not really going out on a date. He might meet them for a meeting, but he's not dating anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just wondered if we'll be able to eventually, be in a relationship together.
Yeah,
he'd be difficult because he's a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not
okay,
easy
we
to have a relationship with.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said they're not easy to have
he's
a
not
relationship
easy.
With.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so busy.
Okay, we have someone else, I believe, who's calling.
Okay.
Can you
All right, thank
can you.
You
hang in with us, Victoria? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Who are
Hi,
we speaking
here.
With?
This is Carissa.
Hi, Carissa.
Okay. We you have a message, a question?
I wanted to know, if I don't know exactly how to phrase this, but what would come of me reaching out to somebody to say I'm sorry?
What?
To say I'm sorry.
She wants to know what would happen if she reaches out and says she's sorry to someone.
Well, they might accept it, but the relationship will never come back to where it was.
Okay.
They would accept your feeling, but they wouldn't rekindle out as much as they did.
Okay. So is there anything I can do to repair the relationship?
start a different one with somebody else.
Learn from it. Learn from it is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Learn from it.
Right. Take the lesson and be careful. Don't let it happen again. We've got a horrible storm bleeding. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Well, so you don't? Do you think it'd be productive for me to apologize, or do you think I'm in the right to apologize? Do you think I?
You know if you're in the right. I'm not sure, but you know that you're in the right. And if you're in the right and you're apologizing because you're in the right, then it's okay. Whether that is accepted or not doesn't look very promising.
Yeah.
Once you do the right thing, it's up to them to make their decision of how they feel about it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
But yes.
I know my situation.
Right.
So, you know, that's essentially what it is my feelings. And
right.
If I can't express my feelings with them, then...
Right.
Well, the important thing, as I'm getting, is for you to do the right thing so you'll feel better about yourself.
I think she's done the right thing, but her feelings have been hurt, and she hasn't mended the hurt. What did you learn from this
mm-hmm.
experience? That's the answer here. What did you actually earn?
What did I earn?
Learn.
Well, I'm not really sure. I guess I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's probably a lot of things that I could learn from it.
Right.
And that's the value, is the lesson you learn.
Right. That is the great value.
Okay.
Yeah, thunder and lightning and rain, and I'm trying to stay out of it.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we have any more questions here. I think I think we've just about covered it, Ada Marie.
Right.
Do you have anything more that you'd like to say? Any messages from Spirit?
I haven't any messages from Spirit. We're going through a really bad, bad storm, and I'm concerned about the electricity going off. And if it does, that'll be the end of our phone.
Okay.
It's been pretty strong, and I don't like the idea. Lightning and thunder and heavy rain today. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't supposed to be today. That's supposed to be tomorrow.
That's the way things go.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Let me just make sure this one person we did get through.
Okay. Because I can still hear you. I don't hear every word, but I hear enough.
Did you get your question answered? Hello? Someone whose number ends with 3089. Hello? I guess they're not there, or they don't want to talk. So, okay.
Hmm.
Well, I think if you're concerned about the storm. Maybe
I'm only
we
concerned
had better
about the lightning. That's all, because if the lightning hits just right, it could be bad. But we're having a lot of lightning and thunder. So it blew in just a little while ago. I was hoping it'd blow out before we finished. Then we could have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look, this person doesn't seem to be answering. So if you have nothing more to say, then
well, I've only had one experience where lightning struck the phone lines and it blew the phone right out of my hand. So
oh my,
we have a really I never expected this to happen. Thunder, lightning, and rain, heavy here. That's what we have.
It was a bolt of lightning that started my career, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well.
So lightning can do some wonderful things, and it also can.
Let's hope it does, because we need the rain terribly bad.
Let's hope it brings good energy. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm hoping so, too. We've had really a 3-month drought, and it's been very, very miserable. So to have the rain is a blessing.
Right.
At least I see it as a blessing.
Well, if you would like to say anything to our audience, let me know.
Well, the one thing I can say is, you know, everything happens in its own time, for its own reason. And very possibly, I'm getting a lot of heavy rain, lightning, and thunder. But probably some other part of the country is doing the same thing. So our ability to have time together, and to be able, because time is a valuable asset, and to have this time together to talk and to visit is a blessing in itself. And I don't know why it didn't come this morning and it came this afternoon instead, because it was sunny and beautiful this morning. And now
it's
pouring rain and lightning and thunder like we deserved the weather. We do need the rain, but it just seemed like it got tipped upside down. So the only thing I can say is that I'm happy for the rain, but I'm sorry that we can't do a little more work together. And, you know, possibly the work that we have to do is inside of ourselves. So sit down, drink a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and relax and thank God that we are all healthy, we are all busy, we are all able to work. We are all able to get around and do things to help ourselves and others. We've got to be grateful for that every day, because when you go uptown or you go out, you hear about, you see people, my goodness, they're in such bad shape. It's frightening how lucky we are just to be healthy and strong and can help other people. That's a blessing in disguise.
It certainly is. Yes, indeed.
And I think that
it's at work.
Yeah. I think that
hello. Make sure that there was somebody here with a question. And
okay.
Hello?
You talked to me about apologizing.
Okay, good. Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. So everybody's happy. Good. And the only thing I want to say is it's very important to focus on what's happening that's right instead of what's happening that's wrong.
Absolutely.
Don't give wrong any power.
Give the power to the positive.
Right.
That's where the power goes, to the positive. That's what's
so
important.
Let's give our blessings, yeah?
Right.
And pray for all of the good things to happen and thank God for giving us the blessings that we have.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't acknowledge what you've already got, you're certainly not going to give you any more.
No. you have to be able to know how lucky you are with what you do have to work with, because that way you'll open up the door for good things to come and things to happen that are blessings, and they continue to be blessings on and on and on. You know, you'll see some people say, that person is blessed. Everything comes to them. Their life is just blessed. Well, you suppose maybe because they say thank you, they're grateful, and they bless everybody, and they feel good about blessing people. They don't have any negative thinking. They just love and light and joy. And so things do come to them, because those things that are coming know they're going to be appreciated and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And you are blessed. I'm blessed to know you. I'm very blessed to have this show, even though sometimes it seems like we don't talk about much, but we do. We help somebody along the way that's listening, I would think. So
sometimes it's just the energy
mm-hmm.
that's generated when we get together. It is very powerful. And, you know, the luckiest man I know has a saying. He always says everything is in, if something doesn't go his way, he says everything is in divine order.
Right, right, right. That was my grandma. She'd say, honey, it's in divine order. We're learning something different today. that was how
there you
she
go.
Said. Yeah, that's how she
uh-huh.
talked to us kids. We're learning something different
yeah.
today. So
yeah.
that's
a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a good point.
We learn to be grateful for what we have instead of complaining about what we don't have.
Do you know what she used to say about a complaint? The person who
what
complained
was
lazy.
What's that?
That's what she
okay.
said. They were lazy. And she'd say, you don't ever want anybody to say you're lazy. So you
that's
didn't complain.
Interesting.
You didn't want to be lazy.
Oh, my. That's
you know,
sure.
being lazy when
okay.
I was a kid was really a sin.
Oh, yeah.
The things
oh,
that were
yeah.
sin weren't drinking, smoking, and stuff. They were being lazy and shiftless. That's another.
I see.
I don't hear that anymore. Do you ever hear anybody say that someone is shiftless? I haven't heard that for years.
Not lately. Mm-hmm. No. That's an interesting expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've been blessed that we've been together.
Right.
And I'm very grateful for the time that we have and for the people who call in
and
especially those
who listen,
don't speak up and don't.
Benefit.
Mm-hmm. We
yeah.
have some people that call in just for the energy and for the enlightenment and don't demand anything. And I just wanted to say I want to thank you. Thank the people who call in and don't actually demand anything, but they just listen and get what they can get from the positive energy that we put out.
Right. And they can enjoy the show.
So,
that's important.
That's right.
But if they ever want to call and say thank you, they can do that too. You know? They can call and say thank you.
Now
so,
you didn't give your telephone number today.
Oh, my! You're right. I'm sorry. My phone number is 520-896-9510. I forget it to do it unless you remind me, because I am listening for questions, and that's. My head isn't on my phone
mm-hmm.
number, 520-896-9510. And your first 15 minutes is free when you call in. So I'm happy to talk with
Great.
You, or, as we do here, answer a question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, any last thought that you want to share? Now's the time for it.
Well, the thought is that if everybody holds a positive attitude about everything surrounding them, their life will make an instant change and continue to grow happy, healthy, and prosperous. But you have to hold a positive attitude. There is nothing else that is going to work in a positive manner but a positive attitude.
And you
and
know
you
that's
know
the
that.
Only thing that you actually have total control over, and that's your
it
attitude.
Is. Your attitude. And,
mm-hmm.
and if I like me so you can, you're going to like me just because you can.
There you go.
And I
so,
say that to people. I like me so you can. So I can like you because
right.
I can. So.
And if you don't like yourself, how can you expect anyone else to?
They're not going to. You know, so
yeah,
that's a good thing. Boy, this storm is hanging on. I cannot believe it. It started after the show, and it's still thunder and lightning and pouring rain. I don't know
It
wasn't me.
We're going to let you go and enjoy the gift
I'm not going
that's
outside,
coming to you
okay,
from the
yeah.
skies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk
well,
to you soon.
From New York City,
I'm
wishing you love and light.
Yes.
Love and light
everybody.
From New York City.
You're right.
And
love and light from Oracle coming to you. Okay?
Okay. And thank everybody for calling in.
Yes, thank you all.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.